Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today is a joyful occasion. For we get to celebrate the 40th anniversary of our Cantonese congregation. We thank God. We continue to pray for God to help us, give us strength and wisdom, so that we may follow Him faithfully and serving Him with wholeheartedness and bearing fruit for His glory. The title of today's message is Abiding in Christ. Based on the message, the passage that we just read in John chapter 15. Well, before we turn to the passage, let's first look at the history of the people of Israel and God's purpose for them.
先知以賽亞第五章喺第五章同埋第一至第二節裏邊，佢係唱咗一首歌。
In Isaiah chapter 5 verses 1 to 2, the prophet Isaiah sings a song about the people of Israel.
喺佢嘅歌詞裏邊咧，我哋知道上帝嗰個嘅心意。
Through the song, we see both God's purpose for His people.
我哋都知道以色列民嗰个嘅情况
，and the tragic reality of their failure
系一个失败嘅情况。
It's a failing。
当时以赛亚系咁样唱嘅
，This is how Isaiah goes。
我哋唔知道佢唱得好唔好听啊。
We don't know how well they sing。
不过咧，我哋知道佢嘅歌词里边点样讲。
But we do know the lyrics。
我要为我亲爱的来到唱歌。
I will sing for the one I love.
我所爱的他的葡萄园之歌。
A song about his vineyard.
我亲爱的有葡萄园。
My loved one had a vineyard.
在肥沃的山岗上。
On a fertile hillside.
他刨挖了园子，清除石头。
He dug it up.And cleared it of stones.
然后栽种上等的葡萄树
And planted it with the choicest of vines.
而且呢，在这个园中盖上一座楼
He built a watchtower in it.
又作出酒池
And cut out a winepress as well.
盼望结出美好的果子
Then he looked for a crop of good
相反的是结出野葡萄
But it yielded only wild fruit.
我话唔知道唱成点啊，不过咧，从呢个歌词里边，我哋可以知道耶和华系对以色列民嗰个嘅失望。
Well, just looking at the lyrics of the song, God was deeply disappointed with them.
因为佢哋系上帝嘅选民。
For they were His chosen people.
上帝同佢立约。
He made a covenant with them.
赐俾佢有律法。
Gave them His law,
保护他们,
protected them,
祝福他们,
and blessed them.
盼望他们呢, 是为耶和华作美好的见证,
He expected them to bear good fruit,
能够结出美好的果子, 但是结果呢, 相反的, 所出来的, 得到的就是野葡萄。
Instead of bearing good fruit, they produce only wild grapes.
有一个翻译说, 酸的葡萄。
There's another translation, and this says sour grapes.
是我们不会吃的。
Things that we don't eat.
但是我们看到上帝是仍然爱他们。
But what we know is that God still loved them.
他呢就是惩治他们。
He did not abandon them.
那呢也想他们是改过。
Wanted them to repent.
把他们放逐到巴比伦去。
Unfortunately, they have been...
然后又让他们是回到自己的国土
and later brought back to their homeland.
然后 我们又见到的在以赛亚的750年之后
Then about 750 years after
啊、我们见到主耶稣基督来到这个世界
He sent his son into the world
是天父差派他来
Yet most of them still did not、
来到他自己子民的当中但是呢他们是没有接待主耶稣
But they did not receive Jesus
结果呢我们见到的他们受很大的痛苦
As a result they were scattered around again
再次分散
and being scattered around.
直到1948年的时候能够复国
Until 1948, that they were established as a nation.
他们的将来会怎么样呢
And what does the future hold for them?
使徒保罗在罗马书讲给我们听
Paul in Romans chapter 9,
神仍然是没有放弃他们
showing that God has not finished with his people.
将来还有一帮的以色列民是余民是神所拣选的是会归顺主耶稣。
He intends for them to believe in Jesus Christ.
其实以色列民这个故事是给我们信徒很大的警惕。
In many ways, the history of Israel becomes a kind of a mirror for us believers.
所以我们要看这个约翰福音第十五章的时候，思念今日呢个信息的时候，我哋小心系要去注意。
It challenges us to take seriously the teaching of Jesus in John chapter 15.
首先我注意到嘅就系耶稣系真葡萄。
Well, let us remind that Jesus is a true vine.
天父系栽种者。
The Father is the gardener.
而我哋系葡萄树嘅枝子。
And we are the branches of the vine.
其实这段已经告诉我们听。
Oh, in here it tells us.
就是说结出美好的果子个优先的条件我们已经有。
The essential condition we already have received.
因为耶稣是真葡萄。
For we are connected to Christ, who is the true vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the vine.
是在葡萄树上。
We live in the vine.
但是我们如果是结出美好的果子
But if we are to bear fruit,
有个秘诀一定要有的
one very essential element,
就是这次所讲的常在基督里
And this is what it says here, remain in Christ.
我们看看首先看这个常在基督里的意思是什么
Well, let us look at the, what is the secret and what does it mean?
因为当我们想到常在基督里的时候
When we think about abiding in Christ,
一时我就谂起我要灵修啊。
Well, the first thing that comes in our mind would be
要多读圣经，多多祈祷啊。
It's about praying.
但唔系话咁简单嘅。
But it is not that simple.
所以我哋要小心睇一睇。
So we must actually pay attention to it.
首先呢系保持常常与主耶稣基督有一个密切嘅关系。
Well, to remain in Christ means maintaining a living connection with Him.
有个生命上嗰个联系
getting connected、in life.
因为第五节上半节话俾你听，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。
Well, in verse 5 it says, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit."
常在我里边。我也常在他里面，其实是双方面的常在。
Remain in me, and I will remain in you. This is actually a mutual relationship.
主已经是常在我们里面，我们接受祂做我们救主的时候，已经常在我们里面。
To remain in Christ means maintaining a living connection with Him.
但问题是我们有没有保持常在他里面呢？
The question is, have we been connected with him?
不是一个信仰上的问题，而是在经历上都觉得自己常在他里面呢。
It's not just about a faith conviction, but in experience.
这个生命上那个联系非常重要。
This living connection with him is extremely important.
如果我们结出果子的话，好的果子的话。
And that is if we want to bear good fruit.
我们如果想想果子究竟又讲乜嘢呢
Well, what kind of fruit are we talking about?
一下我就想起圣灵的果子。
Well, the first thing that comes into my mind is the fruit of the Spirit.
仁爱啊，喜乐啊，和平啊。
Peace and gentleness and kindness.
啊，忍耐啊，恩慈啊，良善啊。
Patience.
同埋信实啊，温柔啊，节制，呢啲呢都系圣灵所结嘅果子。
Well, these are the fruit of the Spirit.
有各方面的表达了出来。
And many of them expressed it in a different way.
但其实呢，讲出来的是讲到基督的性格的方面。
It is talking about growing the likeness of Christ Jesus.
这一切我都能够从基督的身上来见到。
We can find that being expressed in Christ Jesus.
即是呢，结出这个属基督的性格，这个是我们的追求。
That is expressing Christ's character.
譬如讲到爱心。
For example, when we talk about love,
要有爱的行动来表示出来。
It requires acts of love.
爱心是从爱的里面，在行动里面来表达的。里面如果没有爱，外面就不能够有爱的行为。
These acts of love actually flow from an inward love.
譬如说诚实的话。
Say for example, a truthful speech.
是认识到救主是道路真理和生命。
It only can come out from flowing from knowing Christ as the way, the truth, and the life.
而且呢，是接受这个是主的吩咐，我们就要讲诚实话。
And we must receive that this is the command by the Lord.
我们又很想到其他的果子。
There are also many other different fruits.
就是呢，同人哋交往能够带领别人归信主的果子。
And that is a fruit of ministry where we lead others to Christ.
是侍奉上结出来的果子。
Yeah, it's a fruit of serving.
所以这个果子是讲出来要形容的时候是很多方面的。
So when we talk about the fruit, there are many different ways to express it.
那我们感谢主。
And so we thank God.
天父是栽种的人。
We thank the Father being the gardener.
假如在我们的性格里面有哪些不能够配合到上帝的真理、上帝要求的话
，When the time that our character or our action doesn't align with Christ's character，
天父会俾我们知道
，God will let us know，
他会帮助我们将那些清除
，He will help us to remove it，
然后呢，我们结出的果子真正的能够荣耀神。
So that we may bear fruit that will give him glory.
天父的工作是我们结果子的保证。
The work of God is to guarantee that we will bear fruit.
好啦，我们再看下去。
Well, let us continue to read.
就常在主里面，在这个过程里面，当然我们就不能够忘记主耶稣基督自己跟他们所说的话。
Well, one thing is very important is that we cannot forget what the Lord has told us.
他说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
He says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们人本性，人的本性就想靠自己的力量能够做到一些事出来。
We often rely on ourselves to do things.
我们想 try to improve myself, 即是换个说，想我成为一个更美好的人。
We try to improve ourselves to become a better person.
更能够受人别人的接受。
So that other people can accept us.
但是做得到呢，我们不要离开主，离开的时候，离开的时候，不知道他同在，不接受他教训，就不能够达到目的。
But it is very important that we do not leave Christ. We have to remain in him.
不能靠自己的力量。
We cannot rely on ourselves.
智慧
Wisdom,
各方面结果子的都是要从主耶稣基督的帮助而来。
Everything must rely on Christ.
第两个原因。
The two key reasons for this.
第一个原因就是因为我们是软弱的人。
First, we are feeble human beings.
有罪的根性在我们里面。
With a sinful nature.
第二个原因，我们活在这个罪恶的世界里面。
Second reason, we live in a fallen and sinful world.
甚至我们想做好，因为人有试探来的时候，我们都会跌倒。
Although we want to do good, but when temptations come, we fail.
所以我们需要神圣灵的力量的帮助。
Therefore, we do need Christ's guidance to empower us.
然后先能够过一个得胜的生活。
So that we can become victorious.
所以一定要与主耶稣基督保持这个密切的生命上的联系。
Therefore, we must remain in an ongoing living connection with Christ.
刚才我是提到灵修。
Well, earlier on, I talked about private spiritual devotion.
常在主里边灵修是很重要。
Obviously, personal devotion is very important.
我们很多时候讲起灵修呢，就觉得自己呢是做得不够。
Well, often we remind ourselves that we haven't done enough.
我们跟自己说，我要用更多的时间来到亲近主。
We remind ourselves that we do need more time to spend with God.
这个都是好的，我们要有灵修的生活。
This is very important.
但是很多时候我们恐怕我们灵修就是叫做做了，这样就算了。
Well, it's almost like a to-do list. We've done it.
因为做了，个心里面就安乐。
Well, we've done it, and so we feel less guilty about it.
当然做了，自己是觉得是合乎神的心意，有一些的即成，不要说成就感，有些能够做到的事都是觉得好的。
It's almost like an achievement, but I mean, it's mainly about feeling good.
但我想提醒大家的事，的说话呢，就是假如我们灵修的时候没有做到真正的感受到神的同在，只不过是读圣经祷告完了就完的话呢，恐怕我们灵修的果效不是那么好。
If we just based on reading the Bible, our devotion is not sufficient without actually experiencing who God is.
在灵修的时候，我能不能够是打开自己向神来到倾心吐意讲及自己的事呢？
When I do personal devotion, do I open my heart and speak honestly to God?
好似朋友同朋友讲说话咁样样，同主耶稣讲及我嘅长处、我嘅弱点、我嘅困难。
Almost like a friend-to-friend conversation, my strength, my difficulties.
有乜嘢嘅感受系使我觉得好闷，系唔能够过得到嘅嘢呢？
Any difficulties, down feelings?
有咩使我情绪嘅激动，好难控制？你话神啊，求你帮助我呢？
Including emotions that I cannot control, Lord, help me.
我哋都可以同主耶稣基督系分数嘅，同佢讲嘅。
We can actually share.
同埋求佢帮助我哋。
Pray to him。
今朝就已经系一个例。
Today is one of the example。
我哋两老我揸架车咧嚟到教会。
The two of us, me and my wife, were driving to church。
我哋7:46出门口。
7:46 we left。
嚟到呢个附近嘅时候，我话：哎呀，仲系好早喎。
When we arrived, we thought, oh, we have come very early.
哇，师母，你小心睇嗰条路吓，我哋要，因为好乱啊，出边你知嘛？我系喺北边落嚟嘅，好乱嘅。我话一阵间咧就要睇左手边向住 North Sydney 个方向。
And I told my wife Jane, just be careful, it's quite chaotic. Try to keep on the left side of the road.
但一唔小心就行过龙。
But unfortunately.We went past.
结果我哋过咗，过咗道桥。
Unfortunately, we went past at the bridge.
原来喺嗰边咧，走翻转头。
And then we have to loop back, coming back to Milton's Point.
我话主啊，今朝我要讲道啊。
Oh no, I'm going to be late because I have to preach.
我嘅心情好乱。
My heart is disheartened and very confusing.
如果我坐低，我求神怜悯帮助我。
And I have to pray to God to help me.
我求佢你嘅圣灵喺我里边嘅圣灵控制我嘅情绪，帮助我能够专心嘅讲到唔受影响。
And I immediately pray and ask God to help me so that I may be able to focus for preaching today.
其实讲到呢一方面话属灵嘅经验。很多东西就是我们常在主里面有些特别的经历的。
A lot of the experience about remaining in Christ, we have a lot of.
现在讲到祈祷的时候，我达到一个阶段呢，就是 平日想到什么好像神跟你说的时候你就那时祈祷。
When we talk about prayer, it's at that moment when being inspired by the Spirit, I just pray.
晚上睡觉之前思念一日发生的事。
At night when I sleep, we were rewinding about what has gone through the day.
睡在床上都可以祈祷的，感谢上帝。
You can still pray in bed and thanking God.
有乜嘢句说话佢要同你讲咧？佢会同你讲噶。
Whatever he wants to speak to you, he will talk.
我觉得咧，常在基督里边系呢一啲嘅做法。
Remaining in Christ is the way that we do.
但系咧，有阵时有啲嘢最近发生又好几件咧，我而家时间问题，我净系提一件俾你。
Well, let me share with you some experience.
师母有癌症，系乳癌。
Jane, my wife has breast cancer.
医生施咗手术
，gone through surgery，
又要再翻去复诊
，and had to go back for the appointment.
我会车佢去
，and I will drive her.
嗰个医生除咗同佢施手之外，已经同我施过呢个小肠器嘅手术。
It's the same doctor who did the surgery on me.
去年個小腸器嗰處咧出一粒一粒喺個近住傷口嘅地方。
It's the hernia operation。
我心裏邊咁樣諗。
In my heart, I said。
哦，我而家車佢去，我唔知可唔可以問佢咧，我呢個小腸器嘅問題緊唔緊要，可唔可以同我睇一睇？
I was wondering whether I should actually talk about my personal hernia problem.
再想一想，唔得喎。
And then I thought, no,
人哋系专家。
He is a specialist.
约佢见师母就系见师母。
Well, the appointment is actually for my wife, Jane.
我唔可以搭单咁样。
Well, I can't just sort of add on my problem.
要另外 make appointment.
I should actually make another appointment.
每次睇一睇嘅时候，你知唔知几钱啊？最多百几二百蚊。
Do you know how much it cost? Over $100.
我个心啊，唔知点样做，咁又好，不如睇咗佢先，然后再约过啦。同时睇完佢，咪可以约一约下次啊，自己去咯。
I couldn't decide, and so I just decided that I would just go along and then make another appointment.
结果等咗佢，要见我哋啦。
And finally, I got to see him.
你知唔知佢咁讲啲乜嘢呢？
Do you know what he said?
因为从等候室至佢房间咧，大约有十步路。
Well, from the waiting room to his room, there's about 10 steps.
佢出到嚟迎接我哋入去嘅。
As he come out, to greet us.
第一句说话佢就讲。
The first thing he said to me.
Charles, how is your hernia?
Charles, how's your hernia?
咁我就话俾佢听，你问我，我可以答啊。
Well, if he asks me, then I can say something.
一粒一粒啊，唔知点啊，我已经等佢几个月噶啦。
I'm just filling the little tiny ones, and I'm just
waiting for you. 点解等几个月呢？因为旧年诶去呢个吉隆坡开呢个利物浦嘅团聚聚会啊嘛。
Well, I have been waiting for him for a few months because he had been away in Malaysia.
好啦，讲我俾你听啦。
And let me tell you.
點知佢 ？Come in, don't worry. I'll see you first.
And he was so generous to say, "Come in, and I'll see you first."
結果佢見咗我，然後先師母。
And so he ended up seeing Charles, and then later on Jane.
完全唔使再約。
No special extra appointment.
完全唔收錢。
No extra cost.
我都係我淨係成個人打突啦，點我心裏邊嘅願望，神為我安排到完全唔使自己掛心。
I was so surprised how the Lord actually answered my prayer。
有好多件，不過時間唔夠，我淨係講呢件。
There are a lot of testimony that I could。
所以你常在主裏邊嘅話咧，你能夠有啲嘅經歷係好特別嘅。
So when we abide in Christ, there should be some experience that we have with Christ。
哇！時間過得好快，我要急啲講啦。
Well, time has gone very fast, and I should move on。
咁咧，常在主裏包括啲乜嘢咧
？Well, what does remain in Christ involve？
第一咧就包括常在神嘅話裏。
First, abiding in His Word。
你們若常在我裏面，我的話也常在你裏面。
If you remain in me, and my words remain in you，
呢個係基本嘅説話。
This is fundamental。
神的话就是神的启示。
God's word is His revelation.
就话俾我哋听，点样我哋应该点过佢嘅生活。
Is to tell us how to live our life.
我哋接受成本嘅圣经系上帝嘅话语。
We receive the whole word of God as His word.
我哋要相信、接受并且遵行佢话语嘅教训。
We believe His word and obey His teaching.
佢教训我哋生活嘅智慧。
His word is our wisdom.
我哋从佢话语里边，我哋学习点样嚟到过讨佢喜悦嘅生活。
Through His word, we learn how to live a life that pleases Him.
所以佢话：你们若多结果子呢，就能够我嘅天父得着荣耀。
So when we can bear fruit, then we can glorify our Lord.
你们也就是我的门徒了。
So that we may be His disciple.
即系证实系我嘅门徒。
Confirming that we are His disciples.
然后常在他的话里边之外呢，系常在佢嘅爱里。
Well, besides abiding in His word, is also abiding in His love.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you.
哈，你们要常在我的爱里。
Now remain in my love.
呢个系包括呢欣赏主嘅爱，回应佢嘅爱。
This including appreciating and responding to His love.
又涉及呢遵行佢嘅命令。
Well, that also involves obedience.
你们若遵行我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love.
哈，尤其是你们要彼此相爱。
Especially in the expression of love one another.
哈，咁再睇落去呢？如果彼此相爱，又点样做最好呢？
Well, how best can we actually act out loving one another?
让我提几点。
Well, let me share with you a few points.
彼此代祷。
First, praying for one another.
教会有一位弟兄话：我去上海，我唔知道点样处理好。
There's a brother in needing to go to Shanghai. I'm not sure what to do.
我去见我嘅亲戚。
To see his relatives.
有啲说话我要讲，但唔知道点样讲系最好。
I don't know how to speak wisely about the situation.
弟兄，我而家为你祷告。
And I said, brother, let me pray with you.
求神赐智慧，佢知道点做。
And may the Lord give you wisdom.
啊，所以代祷系好紧要。
So praying for one another is very important.
有位姊妹佢旅行整伤只手。
Well, there's another sister who hurt herself during
New Zealand 手术。
New Zealand
叫我代祷，我就为佢代祷。
So I prayed for her.
啊，有一位去回教国家短宣。
There's another one went to mission in Muslim country.
你可唔可以为我代祷
？And I also pray for her.
嗱，我哋个个人都有朋友有需要嘅，可以彼此代祷。
We have a lot of friends, and we can pray for one another.
然后彼此分享。
Well, second thing is that we can share with one another.
分享物质嘅嘢。
Share practical items.
分享食物。
Sharing food.
我享受好多。呢个 COVID-19， 大家记唔记得？COVID-19 嘅时候咧，教会弟兄姊妹系帮助煮食物俾我食。
Well, I have a lot. Remember, COVID-19. I received so many food from brothers and sisters.
另外嘅一个好重要分享个人嘅经历。
Another sharing is our life experiences.
咁能够鼓励人哋熟龄嘅成长嘅。
And those experiences can encourage other people to grow in their spiritual life.
然后。探访啦
，visitation，
彼此嘅相助啦
，and helping one another，
属灵嘅鼓励啦
，and spiritual encouragement。
喺我 note 写咗好多，有时间冇法子可以讲。
Well, I have a lot of notes, but just don't have time to express.
但系都无需要讲，因为咧好容易明白嘅。
I'm sure that many of you can understand.
但系而家讲落去嘅时候就。要讲到遵行主嘅命令带嚟嘅祝福。
Well, I would like to share a little bit more about the blessing of obeying His command.
喺第十四、十五节，俾我哋好宝贵嘅圣经章节。
In verse 14 and 15, it says something very precious.
如果我哋系遵行佢嘅命令嘅时候，就被称为耶稣嘅朋友。
Well, if we obey His word, then we are called his friend.
是一个非常大的光荣。
This is such a great honor.
当你想下全世界的创造者是我的朋友的话，你会觉得自己是多么光荣的一件事呢？
Imagine our creator God is calling us friends.
那耶稣为什么这么说呢？
Why did Jesus say so?
他说在这里这么说，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的，但我称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的一切都让你们知道了。
I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
这个是很大的荣耀。
This is such a great honor.
被称为主耶稣基督的朋友。
Being known as friends.
很大的祝福。
What a blessing.
因为他说我从天父所听见，我都话咗俾你哋听。
Because God has revealed himself to us.
如果我哋遵行佢爱嘅命令嘅时候，我哋原来有咁大嘅好处，我哋可能对圣经嘅认识，对神旨意的认识呢，是更大更多，比别人更多。
If in obedience we receive such a blessing, it is so important that we then continue to read the Bible.
我们大家都可以试一下。
Well, all of us can try.
特意的去遵行主耶稣基督的命令。
Intentionally to follow God's word.
然后我们发现呢，很多的祝福跟着而来。
Then we will see the blessing that comes
after. 然后在祷告的方面，主耶稣基督怎么说的？你们就结果子，好使好使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他会都会赐给你们。
And also through, there is a blessing with prayer, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
我同大家分享嘅就到呢度。
Well, this is all that I wanted to share.
在结束嘅时候，只有两节嘅圣经咧，喺呢一章里边，我想特别再提一提嘅，我读出嚟俾大家听。
And in closing, I would like to share a verse.
我哋个人都信主嘅，都话主计拣选咗我哋。
Well, we always remember that the Lord has chosen us.
但拣选唔系净系一种福气。
Being chosen is not just a blessing.
主耶稣拣选我们是有个目的。
Jesus chooses us for a purpose.
拣选我们去结果子。
He chose us to bear fruit.
然后这些果子能够荣耀他的名，也都荣耀天父的名。
Such that those fruits can glorify his name.
所以呢，我读呢两节嘅圣经。
So let me share with you this particular verse.
不是你们拣选了我，而是我拣选你们，并且派你们去结果子，让你们嘅果子长存，好似你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他都会赐给你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And this is my command, love one another.
我这样命令你们，是要你们彼此相爱。
This is my command, love one another.
不是容易。
It's not easy.
就算在主里面的弟兄姊妹，大家要做到这一点都不是容易。
Even brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a very challenging task that
the Lord has asked us. 因为我们都是软弱的人。
For we are weak and we are sinful.
我们的自我仍然是很强，很多时候。
Many of us are very self-centered.
所以呢，有一些事我们特别要注意。
So there are things that we need to take notice.
在哥罗西书第三章第十三和十四节两节。
In Colossians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14.
倘若这人和那人有嫌隙，总要彼此容忍，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Bearing with one another, And if one has complaint against another, forgive each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
除此以外，还要穿上爱心，因为爱是贯通全德的。
And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
让我们从主的话语共同学习。
May we learn together in God's word.
共同实践。
Not just, and also applying it.
共同享受主里边的爱。
And enjoying the love of Christ.
并享受弟兄姊妹彼此的爱。
And enjoy the love for one another.
我在山区的教会现在是享受很多。
Well, when I go to Hill District CCC, I enjoyed very much.
有个感动是特别跟大家在这次分享。
So I have a moment that I really wanted to share this with you.
愿神祝福我们这次40年后更加是人数增加更加蒙神的恩典。
May the Lord bless Cantonese congregation that we will continue to enjoy that love and the fruitfulness.
当然40年后我不会在这里。
Obviously, 40 years later, I won't be here.
我会在天上。
I will be in heaven.
如果是10年后会不会在这里呢？
With 10 years later, I'm not sure.
如果10年后大家请我回来呢，可能会，可能不会。
If in 10 years time you invite me, I may not be here.
揸车可能就不会了。
Driving car, it will be a bit difficult.
明天是我考车的时候。
Tomorrow, I have my driving test.
下午3:45.
In the afternoon, 3 p.m.
我讲这些是想大家为我祈祷的啫。
I'm sharing this with you because please pray for me.
因为心里面有挂虑啊。
For I'm anxious about the test.
考唔到点搞呢？
What am I going to do if I fail the driving test?
请大家代祷。
So please pray for me.
Amen.
Amen.